Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what is going on, you guys? It is your girl here, Simply T-Doubly Poetry, daughter of the late, great Jane Zane of the living and giving Lisa L. And welcome to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, a show created to spark interest and conversation on societal norms, and in most cases, challenges relevance and agenda. The idea of shifting the paradigm is considered rebellious or brash, but in the spoken word open mic communities in which I dwell, this disruption is not only common, but required. Hi, I'm Simply T Poetry, a combat veteran stumbling back into civilian life with a probationary opinion and a handcuffed tongue, excited to freely speak about whatever the hell I want. This is a Paradigm Shift Combo.
Yo, yo, you guys, what is going on? It is yet another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, and it is your girl here, Simply T Doubly Poetry. And as I talk about often on the show, is me being a combat veteran and being able to maneuver through those avenues, just being out of the military for so long, and the people that I vibe with and the people that I meet have been absolutely dope, amazing, and impressive. And today, you guys, my guest is absolutely no different. Me and her go way, way back because of the military. So I never say horrible things about the military because I've just met such amazing people. And my guest today, we were actually deployed together, and our relationship since then, I mean, when you're deployed with somebody, I mean, you just, there's a relationship that builds that you just can't describe. And that's with everybody that's there. You just connect with them on a certain level and be able to move about. And it's just like when you reconnect, it's like you never left. And our relationship is no different. After years of not seeing each other, not talking to each other, we linked back up and the vibe was still there. And the most important part and the coolest part about it all is in the process of us not talking, I'm learning about how she had the opportunity to just follow her dreams when she got out of the military and move into what she wanted to do. And not only did she do it, you guys, she killed it. She absolutely just followed her dream, and she has been making waves in the fashion industry since she put her hands on it. And I'm super, super elated, dope, excited, and absolutely just impressed with my friend, Miss Tamika Murphy, who is the designer of Alani Taylor Fashion. And I'm just happy that you are on the show. What's going on, honey?
I'm happy to be here.
Oh my God.
I'm sick right now. So
yeah, my friend's a little sick, you guys. You know, the weather in LA is like 70 degrees, so everybody got cold over here because they so right. used to beautiful weather. So the temperature done dropped 5 degrees and everybody got sick, and you know, we can't all live in paradise. But I want to talk to you a little bit because I just want you to give a quick overview about like your fashion aesthetic, because you have made a lot of waves in the fashion industry. And more than anything, I just want you to tell people how, like, what possessed you to be like, because when I met you, you didn't know how to sew. And 10 years later, right. you've been sewing for some of the top A-list names. And, you know, it's commendable to say the least, but I know you personally. And I know it's not like you had you know what I mean? It's not like you were in the fashion industry or you knew people in the fashion industry. It was just like, you literally started making clothes because you didn't like the ones that were available to you. And so from that, from putting your own pockets on t-shirts to literally styling for A-list celebrities, what was the possession behind you? Like, what was provoked you to keep going?
Well, what provoked me to keep going was my daughter. When I first started out, fashion was like a hobby to me, mm-hmm. you know? I think after we deployed, the next deployment that I had is when I started like really playing with clothes. And I'm from up north. Like I like money. I'm not in love with it, but I like money because it provides. And I started seeing that making clothes was making me money.
Right.
So, in 2011, it became something serious to me. I started a brand, I was doing streetwear at the time. Prodigy Life was the brand. I don't know where the name came from. It was, again, it was a hobby, so I threw something together.
Right.
And from that, and I started making clothes and people started gravitating to it. You know, I was stationed at Fort Hood, you know, with Killeen, Texas. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. It was one mall. And of course, this story's been told, but to lead to my dedication to it was I didn't want to look like nobody else. And I didn't want to come into the fashion industry like everybody else either. I wanted, if I was going to come into this thing, what set me apart, what made me different from any other designer or someone throwing logos on a t-shirt. And I had to figure that out. So fast forward to 2016, I had been doing streetwear all that time. My daughter was born. We named my daughter Alani Taylor Murphy. And her name in itself, this is where I say, like, God was like, you either going to do this or you not. Mm-hmm. Her name just struck. One day we were just sitting at home and I'm like, I got to transition. So I started Alani Taylor. Right. I started the brand Alani Taylor, named it after my daughter, put everything in her name. And from that time, I knew that I couldn't take this as a game. Mm. This was something that I was good at. This was something that I'm like, okay, I've been trying to figure out what my passion is, what my calling is, and what I can do to set my daughter up for life. And literally God showed me, like, if this is the things that you want, this is what it is. This is what I'm giving you. Again, I taught myself how to sew. So,
right.
And that doesn't come easy to most people. A lot of people go to school, and I actually have my degree in fashion design, my bachelor's, but I went into school knowing what the hell I was doing already.
Right, because you had already been having, doing it. Right.
Yeah, the clients and things like that. So, yeah, I just, I fell in love with fashion. I didn't grow up around it. Like, right. I had nothing. I was that one of those kids. Like, my mom was on drugs. My whole family was on drugs. I stayed with my grandmother, so we didn't come up with the name brand things, you know? So that's where it came from.
So I love the fact that you say, like, Alani Taylor is the reason why Alani Taylor is winning. You know what I mean? Like, that's so big, you know? Like, no, really. And I feel like when you put a name behind something and you really have a real reason to do it, you can't quit.
Right.
Like, I can't quit because, like, it's my daughter, and my daughter not quitting. You know what I mean? Like, I have to press on because she continues to move on, and I have to build this for her. And I think that's super dope because at the end of the day, like, I couldn't imagine growing up as a child with, like, my name across somebody's chest. Like,
man,
that is super dope.
I think about it all the time. Like, when I'm in front of my daughter, I'm like, you don't even know.
She has no idea.
Beyonce, where's your name, bro?
Right?
Like, it's so crazy to me. Cardi B, where's your name? Like, all these people, and she's 3 years old, but she's very, very intelligent, and she knows something. She knows fashion. She knows how to pick up pens and put them on fabric.
Wow.
Like, when she's in the lab with me, like, she's there,
she's
trying to help, you know? Like,
she's
one
present.
Day, yeah, she pick up the measuring tape and come to measure me. Like, so she gets it. I love the fact that she's able to grow up around it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am respecting that whatever my daughter grows up to be, like,
absolutely,
I'm there for it. And the reason why Alani Taylor, the brand is, it exists, is because I don't want money to be a factor on her making a decision on who she's going to be.
That's all.
You know, so the foundation that I'm setting is for my daughter to just be free and live and think the sky is never the limit for you, you know, and I've put this here for you to be able to go and do that and have no worries behind it.
Right.
Financially.
And that's that generational wealth that we all talk about, but we don't all realize how to accomplish. Right. So the thought is, especially in our culture, we tend to feel like when it comes to making a brand or having a some type of entrepreneurship, some type of business, that the children are going to come in and take it over. But the truth of the matter is, that's not what you want. Like, I don't want her to take it over. I want her to be able to live off of it.
Right.
Like, I don't care if she take it over. If she want it, she can have it. But at the end of the day, I want you to not have to worry about what you want to do, because you're endless. You know what I mean? It's like the Smith kids, they don't worry about what they want to do. You know what I mean? Like, the Carters, they're not going to have to worry about what they want to do.
Right.
They can do whatever they want to do, you know? It's not like,
Oh,
I got to take over Beyonce name. No, you don't got to dance. You don't got to sing, baby. You can just sit here. You just follow your passion.
Right.
Whatever that looks like. And I think it's dope because then you get to see the genuineness of children and what they want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think about, like, the Smiths and how he's like, Jaden's been like up trying to get like, right. Like he just wants to save the world.
Yep.
And his parents set him up to have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
And I think it's super dope that you see the same way. You know what I mean? That you see your children the same way, or your baby for now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. She'll be 4 in May, man.
It's crazy. My goodness.
4 years.
Yo, on everything. So two things. I knew Tamika when that baby was in the womb, which was super dope. And the second thing, you talked about Prodigy earlier and how it moved. And I don't know if you know that this happened, but you were in Texas building Prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Carolina building soldiers, or building civilians into soldiers as a drill sergeant.
Right.
One day I went to get my uniform cleaned and they have all these patches on the wall. And the Prodigy Life patch was sitting. I was like, I literally took a picture of it. I was like, yo, is this your brand?
That's
all the way over here in South Carolina.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I remember you sent it to me. And then when you sent it, like I envisioned the actual location and it brought back even the day that I had got it made. So that was really dope.
Yeah. I was like, I was going to take it, but I was like, no, I think I need something to somebody. But I was just like super impressed. I was like, yeah, your brand is like moving.
It's, I have no complaints. I'm blessed with the way that everything is going. Sometimes I try to rush it and realize that when my time is my time, it'll come.
Right.
But, it's difficult when you see, when you compete with all these other designers, you know? I have to learn patience in this fashion world. For real.
I get it. Because when things come to you, you like, oh, I got it. But it's like, timing is everything too.
Yeah. When it don't, you be like, what the hell too though?
Mm.
Like I battle through that a lot, trying to understand my timing as a fashion designer, when things are supposed to happen. And sometimes I have to meditate through that because I will get so impatient when I see something that is not even like, not hating, but how did you even get there?
Right.
I'm better than you type of thing.
Right,
so
absolutely.
I got to grow through that a little bit because the fashion industry is a beast.
Hmm.
It is.
I could imagine. Mm-hmm. I could imagine just talking to just different industries, like people in different industries. I'd be like, really? It's really that bad there?
Yeah.
But I don't have a clue. Like, you have no idea the ins and outs of different industries. And so I can't only, especially you coming in from like not having, you know what I mean, that comfortable background of mm-hmm. knowing people in LA.
Yeah.
You know,
came here knowing no one.
Right.
I knew one person.
Crazy.
One person.
But I'm glad.
But yeah, man, when God say go, that means go. Oh. That means he's right behind you.
Right.
And he done set everything up for you. So when I decided to move to LA, I wasn't even supposed to come here. I was supposed to go back to New York. I had got accepted to Parsons. But I got accepted at the last minute. Like, I was like, okay, if I don't get accepted on this date, I have to make other arrangements.
Because, right.
you know, the military pay for us to go to school, and
right.
you got to start on a certain day. And the day I was packing to leave to come to L.A., I got the letter in the mail from Parsons. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, my journey has been like a book, man. I'm telling you. So I was like,
it's
too late. So I always say this is where I was supposed to be because it wouldn't have never happened like that. If I was supposed to be in New York, I would have been in New York. But yeah, a lot of great things came from it. As I was coming into LA, I don't know if you guys heard the story of me working with Deviant. She was actually trying to leave, and we partnered up. That was just the universe saying, yeah, I got one more season for y'all. And we met and started working on Deviant and building Deviant, and that's how I got Beyonce, Cardi, and Tyra, and all those
building
people.
The Deviant brand.
Yeah,
and you were 50% of you are 50% of the Deviant brand.
I am nothing Deviant anymore. That was a season for me.
Oh, okay.
I am 100% Alani Taylor.
Okay,
right now, you know,
okay.
So not right now, but forever. I do collabs with other people, but Deviant was I wasn't supposed to be there forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was supposed to help bless someone and keep it moving.
Okay. Yeah. Do you still have your clientele from the Deviant product?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. That's something you got to make sure you secure before you walk away. Especially the black book that we had on that end. Yeah. No, I still have it. I actually just Well, we'll be reconnecting with Miss Tiffany Haddish.
She's
doing a movie right now, but okay.
I like it. I like it. Yes, I'm such a fan. That's dope. One of the other things I wanted to get into is your move from, like, cause you. So when I first started seeing your fashion, I noticed that you were high end fashion. I saw you like all overseas doing these amazing fashion weeks, and I was like, look at my friend international. And you guys have no idea the different international fashion weeks that she was in, and all of just the places you've been and your models, and it was just so dope. But she went to like this super high end fashion, and then now to kind of like your urban street, but still like high fashion. It's just an amazing fusion of those two things. And I want to talk about it, and we are going to talk about it right after this. Y'all stay tuned.
I probably take start the crazy with the crazy melody. Yeah. Don't let them people tell you we ain't special. Take it to another level when we get together. I won't leave you hanging ever. We turn up forever. If it's me and you, we gon' turn up forever. Forever, forever. Forever, forever. Forever, forever. Forever, forever. I won't leave you. I can't leave you stranded. Fuck that money. Girl, I love you. Hope you understand. You the reason why I turn up in this fucking rapping. And I put you first, I hope you do the same. When you get down, I hope you call on me. Yeah, tell me your fear so I can keep you safe. Let's get this money, girl, like Andale. Just say the words and I'll be on my way. Yeah, don't let them people tell you we ain't special. Take it to another level when we get together. I won't leave you hanging never. We turn up forever. If it's me and you, we gon' turn up forever, yeah. Forever, 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 I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm out of space, I got that drink, straight to the face, me and my babe, pull up like that, they won't be this, yeah, but they can't touch it, they can't stop it. On my mama, bitch, I'm ballin', no discussion, ayy. Shorty say she love it, she love it, like the way that I be thuggin', paint sad on the honey, hanging out the window on that faux shit, skinny nigga, I let my nuts hang, don't let them people tell you we ain't special, take it to another level when we get together. I won't leave you hanging never, we turn up forever. If it's me and you, we gon' turn up forever, yeah. Forever, 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 forever.
Volunteering to help people in need is a noble gesture. Volunteering to lay down your life for your country is a sacrifice that can never be repaid. In an effort to keep my fellow veterans connected to society and each other, this is VetNet.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and the Veteran Affairs Supportive Housing, VASH, is a collaborative program that combines housing vouchers with VA supportive services to help homeless veterans and their families find and sustain permanent housing. Through the Public Housing Authority, HUD provides rental assistance vouchers for privately owned housing to veterans who are eligible for VA health benefits. The VA then provides case managers to connect these veterans with the support services that they need to be successful, to include health care, mental health treatment, substance abuse counseling, in an effort to get them to a recovery process and the ability to maintain housing inside of a community. Among the VA Homeless Continuum of Care programs, which there are so many care programs for homeless when it comes to the VA, understand that the HUD-VASH enrolls the largest number and percentages of veterans that have experienced long-term homelessness and or repeated homelessness. So in the fiscal year 2018,
there are over 85,000 veterans with an active HUD-VASH voucher and over 78,000 veterans living in HUD-VASH housing, which is a super big deal. Not to mention that same year, the Congress awarded HUD-VASH program over $40 million, where in 2018, they helped over 10,000 families find housing, find and sustain housing, which is super big. There is a HUD-VASH facility, housing facility in each of the 50 states. There is also one in the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and Guam. So that is a super, super big deal. I'm super excited about this program. Super grateful. If you want to know more about the HUD-VASH program, all you have to do is go to HUD.gov. That is HUD, like the first three letters in the Hudson River, and gov, as in govern yourself accordingly. So that's HUD.gov. Thank you so much, HUD-VASH program, for putting veterans and their families first. Veterans, let's stay connected.
Yo, yo, we are back, and we just listened to Anth. I hope y'all really enjoyed that. The Vet Net just went on, and we are still here with Miss Alani Taylor. She is out here doing her damn thing, and I just want to talk a little bit. I told y'all before we went to the commercial, we was going to talk about her international movements with her brand, her aesthetic, and how that kind of moved into her current aesthetic now with the high-end urban fashion. So, Miss Alani Taylor, Meek Murphy, tell us about it.
I like how you said high-end urban fashion.
Is that that's not a thing? New joint. I made it up?
I think so, but I like
put
it.
Put an R behind it. Trademark that shit.
But no, so I transitioned into bridging. I call myself a bridge designer. So I love streetwear, but I also fell in love with high fashion. And I had to figure out a way how I can still be in love with designing, period. Like, when I was just doing high fashion, gowns and suits and all that, I wasn't happy. I wasn't excited or nothing. I'm just like, I mean, it was still different, but it wasn't me.
Right.
And I went to Project Runway, and that's when I realized, like, I had to figure out who I was as a designer. So one of the guys on the panel at Project Runway, because you go through, like, all these interviews, and I brought one of my black ice dresses that we took over to the seas, some suits, some this, some that. I had every aesthetic on the hangers.
Right.
And I wore myself. And that's when I was doing the multiple bow ties and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy, he was like, we love the fact that you can do anything. Like, you can sew anything, but we want you. We want what you look like right now. And I was high fashion and street dressed that day. And from there, I was like, man, I really need to figure out who I am as a designer.
Right.
And that's what took me back. And I was like, I love this and I love this. And I don't want to stray away from either one. So, yeah, I just bridged the two together. So any of my custom items that you take, like, my thought process was, if you wore this by itself or this by itself, I want it to be so versatile that you can go any and everywhere, from a red carpet to dinner to the movies to this to that.
Right.
But people are still going to look at you and say, who the hell is that person, you know?
And you'd be like, so it's just simply T and Alani Taylor.
Yeah.
And Alani, you know, Taylor, so, fashion.
Yeah, like, your pants, you could throw on with a hoodie and sneakers and you good to go. Yeah. But you look fly, so.
So yeah. I have on Alani Taylor, if y'all did not know. It is a custom-made Alani Taylor from LA Fashion Week that I did a couple months ago. When was that, like November?
October.
And speaking of LA Fashion Week, I know you have another one coming up we're going to talk about later. But I do want to talk about more about this deviant situation, because I'm nosy. Because I know that at one point in time, I know you said it was a season, but I also know it was a relationship. So the season with Deviant and Alani Taylor collabing, it's cool. Like, you collab with people and you move on. But I also know that that collaboration was also a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is this? What happened with the friendship that allowed the relationship of fashion to be a season?
Loyalty, trust, honesty, all those good things that I value. I'm a 7 army value type of person.
Well, tell me.
So if you, just like in the military, if you don't abide by one of those, there's a punishment that comes with it.
Facts.
You know? So loyalty was broken in that friendship that we had. And I can't do it. It's like, to me, I believe I believe once a cheater, always a cheater in certain situations. And I put loyalty into that sentence.
Right.
You know, so it was just, I think I loved and supported Brittany more than she loved and supported Murph. Outside of Deviant, outside of Alani Taylor, like, I had Brit's back no matter what.
Right. It was your friend.
Right. And I'm loyal. So there's opportunities that I would miss because I'm loyal to my friend.
Right.
There's business deals that I wouldn't do because I'm loyal to my friend. And when I can't get that in return, there's a problem, you know? And those things started coming up to where, okay, like, I think you would kind of hand me off for a bag.
You know
if
I mean?
You had
that
the opportunity
part. And that
to,
part is real
you know?
In LA.
It is. It is. And a lot of people would tell me, like, so many people, and I don't want to put them in it, but a lot of people that we are both mutually friends with will come and be like, bro, like, you got to look out for yourself. And that wasn't my mindset. Like, I help everybody. Like, I would give the shirt off my back. And again, the relationship and the care wasn't equal. And some shady stuff was done with the whole Beyonce thing, and I didn't respect it, so I had to walk away. And another thing, the credit that I deserved as a designer in Deviant wasn't known. You know, the only time people knew that I was a 50-50 partner of Deviant is if it was on my Facebook page or my Instagram or hers. It was never put out there publicly that, okay, this person is sitting there grinding sometimes more than me than I am or equally. You know what I'm saying? And, like, people will hit up Deviant for things that I had to make. Like, Beyonce's stylist didn't know that Britney don't make shit.
Right.
Murph is the one that's sewing all these dresses that they're wanting or, you know, all that. And I didn't respect the fact that it wasn't being known.
Right.
So, yeah, after that, I got to focus on what I came here for. And that was Alani Taylor. And once I did that, so many doors started opening for the brand, for my team.
Game changer.
Everything. And that's why I call it a season. Because, like, after that, the universe is like, all right. You supposed to be over here,
right?
And you still stuck over here trying to be loyal. So, literally, I feel like the universe is what made me step away, because there were certain things that if it didn't happen, I wouldn't have never left.
I
would have still been there, bro.
So real on that.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
I feel like it was so many red flags that was already there, but I was like, you know what?
I'm loyal.
Not that type of person. Right. I'm loyal, so I'm gonna stay in it. And it took something so drastic.
Yep.
It was, and for me, it was the same shit. It was loyalty. It took something so drastic, like loyalty, for me to not trust you no more. Like, I don't trust you. I can't put my life in your hands because you're going to give me up. But you know what I mean? If your heart nut in it, you don't feel good today, whatever your fucking issue is.
Yeah.
And that shit, ooh, that resonated with me so difficult in a situation you don't even have no idea.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't have never left if that wasn't the situation. Like, if I would have never seen that loyalty was broken, I would have still been rotting for Brit. But God knows that I live off of it,
right?
You know,
right?
And he's like, "All right, this is the only way I can show you. This is it. You know what I'm saying?"
That's exactly what I've been preaching about a situation I've been dealing with.
Yeah.
Definitely the same thing. I'm like, I knew there was like so many red flags, and I was like, you know, I'm loyal. This, I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna ride for you. And it's like, okay, bitch, how about the universe do this to you? So, and you know, I can't come back from that,
right?
You know, I can't come back from that.
And it was a good thing. So, I mean, we thriving right now. Like, my whole team is good. Like, my stylist, he just signed with MTV. One of my main models just signed with Muscle Milk, that she signed her contract. The rest of my models are modeling for major brands outside of Alani Taylor, because we not that type of team. My manager, she lives in Vegas now doing her thing. Just the people around me is who's supposed to be there.
Right. Your whole team start thriving. That's when, that's what's up. So, yeah, I'm glad we talked about that, because I needed to know.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Deviant's not Deviant no more. But like we said earlier, at least you got the contacts that were made.
Yep.
And I think that the list of names, I mean, we can even run down. You can name, I'll just go ahead and name drop, because I like doing shit like that. Just name drop a couple of celebrities that you enjoyed. Or not even joy, because that might be overvalued in L.A. People that have high names, like big names that you did work with.
Well, of course, my favorite was Cardi B. Like, to be able to be in the same room with Cardi and making something for her, like, to just see the real her is who you see on Instagram, is who Cardi is. Like, that was my favorite person to work with. Nice. Of course, Beyonce was the highlight of my career last year. I worked with Nick Cannon.
Hold on, let's stop right there. The highlight of your career happened. How long have you been in your career?
It'll be 4 years this year.
So yeah. the highlight of your career happened 4 years in.
Beyonce was my pinnacle.
That is ridiculous, right? She's everybody's pinnacle. I don't even do nothing. Man. Is she my pinnacle?
This is the thing. Like, that was my pinnacle, but this year she's in Alani Taylor. I can't wait for it to come out. Like,
oh, dumb.
I can't even say what it is, but people will know when you see what
your
she's
aesthetic
in.
Is very, very.
You'll know it's from Alani Taylor. So I'm just waiting for her to do her thing. I wish I could talk about it more. I'm excited for it.
Especially since Beyonce just dropped a new line. I'm just saying.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know. Big up. I ain't get my box either.
Get one either. I want to be a box.
I'm gonna build my own.
But put the clothes in first.
Yeah, man. But Nick Cannon was dope. Very humble dude. He hosted my event, the Zenith Experience, Chapter 1 last year in October. He was rocking Alani Taylor, and it's crazy because the coat he wore was supposed to be the auction piece for the show, and he had came to the house, and he was like, nah, I'm gonna go ahead and take that. He said, I'll wear it, then you auction it, but I ain't seen that coat since.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be dope.
Huh? Deviant was on Wildin' Out, actually.
Oh, really?
Nick wore Deviant, yeah. It's crazy because I actually created, like, designed a whole Wildin' Out.
No, we meant
joint.
You as a person.
Oh, me
Tamika
on the
Murphy.
Show. Man,
Tamika Murphy
Nick
on
Wildin'
Out.
I don't know how to rock rap. Like, I can't freestyle,
so
though.
People,
they
don't never say nothing.
Up.
They just take the belt and walk on.
I can rap. I was in a whole music thing.
Dang, opportunity.
Yeah, man.
She do clothes.
Right. I thought I was a rapper like in 2007, and I'm not. I'm not, man.
You a rapper until you get around real rappers. You're like,
right.
Oh,
y'all
going
in. Right.
This ain't no cafeteria table type shit.
Yeah, no.
I got lyrics for
James. But no, that'll be dope. I mean, my time will come.
Right.
My time will come. Once I make new goals, like, I don't stop until I accomplish them. So working with Nick again is definitely one of my goals to do. And that would be dope. I never thought about that, man. That would be dope. I go design the whole get up and all that, but
the whole cast
wears. Yeah, that was the thing. Like, before I walked away from Deviant, I designed a whole little wardrobe for Wildin' Out crew.
Nice.
Nick's jacket is crazy too, but we just never got into it. So that's something that we would just talk about later when it's like it's me and you now, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it'll happen.
Right. That's
good. It's put in the universe.
Yeah, it's out there now.
Right.
It's out there.
You got Beyonce. What else is
that? I mean, what's left?
That's what I said, but it's, you know what? Like, even with that, you still got to bust your ass, man. You still got to bust your ass, even with having that. Even with having Cardi, too. Like, you still got to prove yourself. And I think for me, I have to prove myself even more, and I'm witnessing it. Like, I'm Black, I'm a lesbian, I'm a fucking woman.
Right.
That's hard in the fashion industry.
Right.
And I look like a kid, and I'm 37 years old, you know? So... Look, see? You see his hat? Right. So it's bad, bro.
Yeah,
it's so bad. And then I mean, one, like, I'd look like a kid. So it's been times where I would go and somebody will look at me like that until you talk to me and understand that I'm a real ass businesswoman.
Right.
But I have to just fight a little harder and work a little harder in this industry to get in certain doors, you know? And of course, being a Black woman at that, I've been in rooms where, and it's sad to say that Black men overlook me because they were just looking at the white girl sitting next to me, like dead ass. I'm not lying. We went into a meeting and you wouldn't even think I was in a room. Like,
wow.
We were like, they wanted to look at our Instagrams, and it's just me and Britt at the time. They wanted to look at our Instagrams.
Brittany's a white girl. Carry on.
They wanted to look at the, I mean, they was like, what is every, they never looked at my Instagram, bro. Never wow. looked at it. They never looked at me or anything. And I'm sitting at the table and I'm just like, yeah, I'm 50% of this. Like, if it's her, it's me and vice versa. Mm-hmm. They ain't give a shit. There's like, all right, so yeah, we're going to have her on the red carpet hosting. No, we're telling you that this is a duo thing. But this is also one of the times where I realized, like, you not riding for
right,
me,
you're not
bro.
Fighting
you
for
not
me
riding
at all.
For me. Because when we got back in the car, she saw something was wrong with me. And I'm just like, ain't nothing to talk about. One, because you will never know. You right. can't be in my fucking shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't know. You're a sex symbol and a fashion person out here. This is what these people are looking at. Like, they're trying to, they're not looking at me. They don't give a shit about my talent. They don't give a shit about what I've done with this brand
right.
or anything.
It's a visual. It's all about yeah. the visual.
So I got to fight harder. So, you know what I'm saying? But I 12 years military. So, I'm good.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah. It's real. But you've been able to have you've been blessed to be around people in your same shoes. Because I know, like, you have made Carter the Body, which is a...
Yeah, that's the homie.
Yeah, she's a dancer.
She retired.
She was a dancer when I knew her.
Carter's an entrepreneur dancer. Now.
Oh yeah, just saying. When I met her,
she still got
she
the move.
That thing.
But right. yeah, she's known for being like one of the most popular dancers, like in the LGBT
yeah.
community. Carter, Lena Wade is the homie.
Yeah.
She's doing power moves. I have a photo shoot with JoJo from 20s that just dropped on Sunday,
and that was Lena Wade's project, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So a lot of different people, man. Yeah.
So like she's able to just have that, especially in a way, have the understanding of the things that you're going through.
Absolutely.
To be able to be like that black lesbian in the room in the industry that don't see you. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And she's like mm-hmm. broken and shattered a lot because she's been doing a lot.
Yeah. I didn't even know she had her own production company until we went to the premiere.
Wow. Yeah. She's
so
been moving, man.
She making her own moves right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I follow her. Like I follow her. Like, genuinely. And to be very honest, I knew about her from the show that LeBron James does. Like, she was on that show mm-hmm. with the barbershop thing. But I didn't really follow her until I saw you with her.
Gotcha.
And I was like, oh, I know her. And I, was like, I was like, oh, she's in bed with my homie. I gotta, you know what I mean? She must be doing, I just feel like people with, you know, people of the same character rock together. And I know you don't be seen or talked to or deal with people. You know what I mean? That don't have the same kind of values as you do.
I stay home.
Right. So I feel like, okay, let me follow Lena Waithe. And since I've been following her, I've just been super impressed
Man.
With what she's been doing. So I'm
beast.
Super glad
that y'all
I don't
even think she sleep.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I don't.
No, she's beast mode. But yeah, that's super dope that y'all have been able to make some collaborations happen. I love that. Especially because y'all are dealing with the same struggles in the industry, to say the least.
Yeah. Army here, man. I'm good.
I know, right? I'm like, good. we too hard. Mm-mm. Yo, I read something the other day that was like, it's something I felt. It was like, I'm too much of a nigga to be with a nigga. I was like, maybe that's true. Maybe I should break myself a little bit to try to rock it. Here go, break me.
See, that's the thing. That's where it gets fucked up. That's why I have a hard time.
I know.
Oh, you didn't see it?
That's Miss Brittany.
And that whole dress that she's in, I sold that shit for her.
I remember.
Like, come on, man.
So we're gonna take another break, you guys. And I got some people inside the studio. I am super excited because it's just the whole vibe right now. But what I have in studio is Mr. Anth. And we're going to play another one of his tracks. We're going to get to know him a little bit better after this. But y'all stay tuned and listen to Let Me Find Out. Bye, Amp. Here we go.
Yeah. When I look around, see nobody but us. Ask her, can she ride like I ride for myself? Had to step back and take a look on life. Fucking with the kid, heavy walking on ice. Don't let me find out you tryna get one up. Niggas come around just to get a little clout. Y'all can have the time, but you never do this. Had to shut it down, what the fuck you expect? New money, new problems, I guess. Beast in the east, but I live on the west, yeah. Freaky, freaky, that's a freaky.
freaky girl. Yeah, I stand tall in a teeny world. I can't take it, gotta meet me there. Fuck it, hit my slime, get on Peter Roll. Yeah, I can't entertain all the bullshit that you send my way. I'm too wise, yeah. Wade Wilson, I can never ever die, yeah. Had to take you out, I can't let you die in here. Phone finally ringing, baby, this is my year. Whole study coming through the crib. Don Perry on, flew the gang out the hills. Please don't call it luck, I knew it'd always be like this. Keep it tough, just in case a nigga rechimes. Still ain't got it bumping. When I look around, see nobody but us. Ask her, can she ride like I ride for myself? Had to step back, take a look on life. Fucking with the kid, have you walking on ice? Don't let me find out you trying to get one up. Niggas come around just to get a little clout. Y'all can have the town, but you never do this. Had to shut it down, what the fuck you expect?
Yo, you guys, and we are back at the Paradigm Shift Convo. We have been talking to Miss Tamika Murphy on all things Tamika Murphy means a lot of teacher, which also has unmet Miss Deviant and the things that go on in the fashion industry. I have been super excited to talk about. Me and Meek have been friends for a very long time, and just being able to have these conversations with her makes me super excited because we don't get to do this very often, and it's just fortunate that we get to do it in this capacity. And by this capacity, I mean things that we both enjoy doing. She being the fashion designer that she is, and me, you know, playing on microphones. So thank you, babe. So yeah, so it's just super, super grateful to have been able to talk to you. Oh, you got to sign my book too. I went to an event. I was late as hell because I was trying to be LA, like, and then the shit was really, really over.
Yeah, you came and it was like 10 people.
I was like, oh, I thought this was people in LA do. Shut the fuck up late. I was like, no, they was like, you missed it. I was like, I gotta learn my late time. And I'm not used to being late, so I just was late the fuck late.
You was late as hell.
You got to sign my book.
I got you.
Because she was on the Q-Type magazine, which is super dope. And everybody, I met a lot of people from the actual magazine. They're amazing, amazing people. So I'm definitely going to be looking out for the next publication. But yeah, Miss Tamika Murphy, tell us what you got going on in the latter moments of your career right now. What can we look for next?
I am working on my next fashion show, which I'm taking to Atlanta. The Zen Experience Chapter 2. Yeah. Just trying to build up my company, The Zen Experience, which creates a platform for creatives, you know, like people like myself, designers, stylists, models, things like that. People who are overlooked. And I coming up in this industry, like, people will tell me, oh, you got to pay your dues first. And I think your talent should speak for itself.
Nice.
And if you are talented, you don't need 10 years before somebody say, all right, you got experience, you know. So the Zenith pretty much creates that platform for designers to be in front of people that they couldn't get themselves in front
Come
of.
Come on
or
now.
Models. We take models overseas to Paris Fashion Week, London Fashion Week, things like that.
Yeah,
so I like to open doors for people, and I like to be a part of people's story.
Right.
So I created the Zenith Experience for that purpose.
Oh.
So we're going to Atlanta next, scouting out models there, designers there. We choose five up-and-coming designers and get them in front of people that it would take years for them to get in front of.
And what month is you going there?
It is on May 24th, believe.
When you get there on May 24th, are you going to already have those designers in mind, or are they like going to be presenting to you? So how does that work? Is it like already listed or?
No. So on March 15th, we have a casting call in Atlanta.
Okay.
And then we have another casting call on April 12th in Atlanta, and we are scouting out the designers. But they go onto the zenithexperience.com and register as a designer. We go look at their stuff, and we choose the dopest designers out of however many submit. But the model casting call, we do that face-to-face because everybody's not a model. And I'm like really particular when choosing models because models is what sells your clothes, in my opinion. So if you don't have it, you don't have it. And we don't just take things over the internet. So
I believe that because, you know, I can make me look like Beyonce over the internet.
Right. And then you get there, you can't walk in heels, you know. So, we want to be face to face with all that. And
whole baby giraffe on the heels.
Yeah, you know. So, and then after that, for every fashion show we have, we choose two models, and they are featured in major public magazines and things like that. And we take them to Paris and London Fashion Week.
Oh, dope. Okay, so you got the Zenith Experience going on in Atlanta, and you can find out more about that at the
zenithexperience.com.
Zenithexperience.com. And then you have Fashion Week coming up.
Yes, I have Fashion Week here in LA, March 20th through the 22nd. We have a panel that I put together for the 20th that night, and then the 21st we have we are showcasing the next Alani Taylor.
Dope. Pretty so much, the next Alani Taylor line will be out at the end of March.
Yeah, I'll be showcasing my kids line there. I did it in South carolina, but I'm bringing it to Atlanta. To LA. Taylor Kids. Hopefully my daughter will get to be there this time and walk that runway as the queen CEO.
Huh?
3 years
she's
old.
She's 3.
Yeah, she's 3. She's 3:30.
That's super dope. So where can we get more information about Fashion Week? Your Fashion Week information.
The Fashion Week information, you can see it on my Instagram. We'll be posting a lot of it, or you can go to The Society Fashion Week on Instagram. And their website is up there, and you can buy tickets, you can do all those things. I'm trying to get it for you right now. Yes, it's called The Society Fashion Week. And then it's the same thing for their website, thesocietyfashionweek.com.
Perfect.
And you can go on there and find out all the info.
Awesome. So I have to go ahead and give my friend the Aw Shift salute here at the Paradigm Shift Convo, because she is making waves and changing the industry just like we do here, making sure the paradigm is never settled. So she is doing that. So thank you so much, baby, for being who you are and allowing things and people and the universe to work through you to show us differently. And most importantly, for taking people with you.
I appreciate
super,
it.
Super, super dope. And before we move on to another amazing artist in here, I want you to let everybody know where they can find Alani Taylor, Tamika Murphy. Shout out your brand.
Alani Taylor, Instagram, AlaniTaylorCo is the Instagram. The website, AlaniTaylor.com, and same thing on Facebook.
All right, so she branded like a motherfucker. It's Alani Taylor, okay? Just look up Alani Taylor. Alani Taylor on all platforms. Thank you so much for being here, Meek. I'm super grateful.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You guys, I also have an amazing, amazing surprise, actually. I was not prepared, but kind of prepared, because I've been playing his music all day long, and I've been rocking all day long. So I'm super excited to have Anthony in the building. He is from the East Coast, and y'all know I'm all about the DMV area, so I always shout out that part. So shout out to East Coast DMV. He is from Maryland, and both of the tracks that you heard tonight have been on from him, the Forever track and the Let Me Find Out track. So thank you so much, Ann, for being in the building today. I'm so grateful.
I appreciate you.
You know, you just be in LA and you just never know who gonna stop by the studio. Right. Girl is feeling impressed right now. Okay, I'm feeling like somebody.
Shit,
like,
I just got in town.
Oh wow. Okay.
I will go for real.
So. Yeah. How was the trip?
Long.
I know. I just
think
came
like
from East
5 hours,
too.
Like 4 or 5 hours.
I know. I hate it. I hate it. But right. You ain't here now, so it's like, yeah, you know, you get on the East Coast, it's warm. You be like, all right, we can do this.
I mean.
Yes, we in here. That's what's up. So tell us a little about your music. Tell us what's going on with you.
Man, I just, like you said, come from the East Coast. Shout out Maryland. Out there, I just was doing my thing. Got my whole town and all that behind me. And so basically, I just moved out here probably like in November.
Right.
And then just trying to level up for real. And then,
well, you've been making moves, though. Tell us how that's been moving for you. Because you got videos, you got music, you
got
still
lot,
always
man.
Making. So
I've been running into people, man. I've been writing songs for people. I've been running
crazy.
Into other songwriters and studios, just getting into the whole vibe of how they do the whole music scene out here. Just,
is it quick? Is it fast?
Fast.
Fast?
Like, it get to the point where I know something's gonna happen. To where back home, I used to wake up early as hell, like 5:36 a.m.
Trying
like,
to make something happen, right?
Like, waiting for a phone call or something. But out here, I just feel like I'm home now.
Really?
You feel me? So once I walk out my door, I just know.
I tell people that. Like, when I don't know much about L.A., but I feel like if you in L.A. and you want something and you don't get it, you don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you want it and you in L.A., you can get it.
All you got to do is open your mouth.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and that's what I feel. I'm like, I was like, maybe I'm the only one to feel like that.
It's too much love out here. I mean, everybody show love, like, everywhere I go.
Well,
like,
to be fair, you're super talented. Like, your music ain't no bullshit.
I
you know what I mean?
That.
It ain't like you just put bullshit out in the universe, you know? So
that's a blessing, too, you right. know? Like, so I feel good about the whole thing. But even if, you know, like, everybody want to get big and everything, but at the same time, I love everything I do. So no matter what happens, I have fun.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm loving what I'm doing.
And the industry's so different now with music, right? Like, I was telling somebody, like, back in the day, everybody had to know you for you to have money in your pocket.
Right.
Like, everybody had to know you for you to make money.
Right.
But now it's thousands of artists out here who got a bag. Nobody know them. Well, not everybody know them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could be popping just in LA and have a bag.
Right.
Yeah, tell me.
Success in our industry is different than it was, right? 30 years ago, you had to have all of this. I have friends that you never heard of that do very well with their cult followers.
Right. You know, it's just different now. Social media is just changing. Because I'd be like, who is this person? Got 3 million followers, a blue check. I'm like, I've never heard of them before. And they killing the game, you know? And I'm like, who is this? And you don't ever have to know them, ever heard of them, but they putting in that work.
It's all about that fan base and supporters.
I was like, and that's, I think, what I love about social media. And that's just for all industries, right? Like, people are able to just move and collect those followers. So I absolutely love that about social media now. But before, I just hated social media in general. But I feel like if you don't use it for what you need to use it for, it could just be some bullshit.
Right.
And I feel like people who, like, don't like it, I'd be like, it's because you're on that bullshit. You need to get a hobby. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you need to get something to do on it. And then you'll, you know what I mean? You might make $1 million.
There's money on there.
That part.
Literally.
Money on there.
That sounded like a Lonnie Taylor help group. I mean, you moved, like, he was making work, but the same thing. So I think it's just super dope that the industry is changing and you have the ability to kind of move with your work.
Right.
Like, let me go to LA real quick, see what's popping.
Yeah, and you gotta also be able to follow, like, the wave of music. Like, when I first started, it was more lyrical. So,
talk,
like, 4 or 5 years ago, when I first, like, started writing, it was more lyrical. When the music got dumbed down a little bit, I'm going to say, I think that's the year I kind of had to take a year off to develop my sound again.
Huh.
I had to figure out what I wanted to do.
Gotta stay relevant.
Yeah.
You feel like you dumbed down?
Not dumb it down, but it was more like Meek Mill was that man, that nigga 4 or 5 years ago.
I love Meek Mill.
He's been overly humble.
He is.
So I'm a music producer.
So to the people.
Those don't know, I'm a music producer. I'm executive producer of this show with Simply T, amazing talent.
My producer.
I've been able to produce artists from Wiz Khalifa to French Montana.
Dope.
So the list goes on. Right. And you got in the studio and you did your verse like an hour and a half. So the talent is there. It's not dumbed down. It's probably dumbed down to you
because
of what you can do. But it definitely wasn't dumbed down.
Right.
So, you know, it was very impressive. We were happy you were able to join us. He flew in town, and she was in town, so I said, come through.
Let's do it.
And we have the fashion guru over here.
Y'all wasn't ready.
So it was great. Hopefully, she can style you for one of the
shows. Yeah, I was going to see what's up afterwards.
When I tell you I have one of the firest stylists on my team,
oof.
I will make clothes, and this boy,
BB?
I have two, BB and Ray.
They would
just put clothes together. Like, I'm like, I would have never thought of putting my shit together like that.
Right.
So, no, for sure.
Once we get out of here.
Yeah.
But I feel the dummy down part, though.
I don't even mean to say dumb it down. Disrespect the game,
speech,
you feel me?
For sure.
Yeah. But it's just like...
I get it. Yeah. Like you saying, you got to keep up with the wave. That's what sweatshirts for my... Man, I don't make this shit. You know? But they said you innate in order to cater to... certain groups, you gotta
do what they want,
right? And people
give them what they want,
love it,
yeah,
for real.
No, that's what's up, man.
Love it. Where can people find you at on social media?
AXNXF, and that's on Instagram. AXNXF, Give me on Instagram, Twitter, @AnF4_, and then SoundCloud, YouTube. That's just all AnF, A-N-F. And then y'all definitely got to go get my album, Who Am I?
Let's go.
That's on all platforms, man. That's a classic. And it might came out last year, but whenever my wave just goes crazy,
that's what it is.
That thing's going to come back.
That's what it is.
I'm telling you. And
you heard it here first. Man.
Yeah, you heard it here. What's the name of the album again?
Who Am I?
Who Am I by A&F. Yes, you'll go check it out on all streaming platforms. It is still hot to date. This artist remains to be relevant, so definitely don't miss out on all things that's going on with A&F. As y'all have heard, he's not playing with y'all. He gonna dumb it down, bring it up. It don't matter. He got the talent to do it all. If y'all want to hear yum yum yum, you know what I mean. You know, he'll give it to you. But bust, trust and believe, he's definitely a lyricist, not playing in the game. Again, A&F, and thank you so much for being here. Miss Alani Taylor, Tamika Murphy, thank you so, so much for being here. I appreciate both of you. And to my executive producer who jumped on my show, thank you so much.
I'm sorry, I just jumped on. We out here. We got such talented people, I couldn't help myself.
He got excited with everybody in the room. Yo, I am super grateful for everybody. Y'all make me so happy for just dropping in. It's been a super blessing, a dope show. You guys, it is the Paradigm Shift Convo. Y'all know what the do. Get at me. Let go.
So this concludes another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo. We are here every single Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For everything Simply Tea and to get previews to upcoming shows, visit simplyteepoetry.com. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. This is your girl, Simply T, Doubly Poetry. Y'all know what to do. Get at me. Let go.